ever feel excluded? Ever been told that you weren't good enough for something? And man, that stings, that hurts. Boy, I hate being told that I'm not good enough. Maybe you're the little kid and you're not big enough to ride the ride. Man, such unfair standards. We're going to talk about exclusion and separation right here on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and today we're talking about getting left out, getting excluded, separation, and man, it never feels good. I remember when I was a kid, just a young kid, I had a couple of friends and who lived up the street from me, and I would play with usually one of them or the other. You know, I'd go over to their house, they'd come over to my house, but then once in a while, they would both come over. Or we'd all three of us get together. And when the three of us got together, the dynamic changed. And sometimes I got left out. And that was painful. And I hated it. And it was rough. And I think all of us really hate to be excluded, hate to be left out. It's just not a good feeling. And so we can struggle with that. And then when in addition to just being left out, if we're given reasons that are hurtful, like you're not good enough, like you're not special enough or whatever, that hurts even more. You don't want to be told you're not qualified or that you're not good enough. Not only am I being left out, but I'm being made to feel worthless or worth less than someone else or what. It's just not good. And that really bothers us. And, you know, there's a lot of sitcoms, especially older ones. Frasier comes to mind. I think of a couple others where the whole plot was built around some exclusive club and trying to get into it and be accepted and seen as good enough and special enough. And the comedy was, you know, built all around that of then being excluded, or everything was going well and you did the one thing that then meant that you got excluded because everything was going well and then you messed up, and that mess up was enough to exclude you, and so that's the theme. And so you know, it's something that we're very used to, and you know, right from the old clubhouse with the no girls allowed, with the backward ass, this is a thing that is part of our experience as human beings of wanting to be included and wanting to be together and not left out and not separated and not judged as being unworthy. And with that in mind, then there are, of course, some spiritual applications to that, or spiritual implications of how we perceive whether God is calling us unworthy and leaving us out. So let's talk about this a little, and let's start thinking about how this relates to how we might perceive God, how we might perceive the church and God's people, with this idea of being left out and being told you're not good enough. Because really, if we're honest, that is one of the big things that is offensive to people, of being, you know, someone come along and, you know, well, they just think they're a little bit better than us, a little holier than thou. And this idea that somebody's going to come along and tell me that I'm not good enough. And that is offensive, especially if I'm being told that because I'm not good enough, I'm going to get left out. And my dad had a little wooden sign hanging on the wall. And it said, you know, talk about if you go to heaven, you don't have to anything to worry about. And if you go to Hell, you'll be so busy shaking hands with all your friends, you won't have time to worry. And of course, the idea being here, well, you know, if you're not good enough to get in heaven, don't worry. You'll be with all your friends. This idea of, again, I'm not getting left out because we'll all be together. Because the real problem, the real hell for most of us would be to be left out, to lose relationships and to not be included and to be seen as an outcast or an outsider. That's a very negative thing to us. I mean, even now, you know, in prison even, you know, solitary confinement is considered a bad thing most of the time. And, you know, having a time out in school, whatever, where you are isolated, that is seen as a very negative thing, because being left out, being excluded, is really bad. And in this day and age, one of the things we celebrate is inclusion, right? Inclusion, everybody's included, and tolerance and acceptance, because again, we really can't imagine anything much worse than being excluded and told you're not okay, you're not good enough. That is one of our society's greatest sins of the day, is to tell someone you're not good enough. Now what's interesting is a lot of times we accept that. Yes, well, of course. I mean, obviously. Because there is so much truth contained there. There is a lot of truth contained there. Because it is hurtful to get left out. Yes, it is hurtful to be told you're not good enough. And so, absolutely, being told that hurts, and therefore it's a bad thing, right? But now let's just change the picture for a minute. And think of it a different way. I routinely find myself having to go up to the hospital, up to FMH, Franklin Memorial Hospital in Farmington. And if you've ever been into a hospital, as you go, there are places that they don't let you go. They have big red signs that you can't go. Now, if you blew by some of those red signs and ended up in an area where you weren't supposed to be, you would probably not have seen your last red sign. Assuming that you got away with it, assuming nobody stopped you at the first set of red signs, you would probably encounter more places that you couldn't go, even within the places you couldn't go. So, for instance, one of the places that the public is not supposed to go at FMH is the surgical wing, where they do surgeries. That's not a public area. But if you were to wander down there and wander down the hallway that you're not supposed to be in, they would come and say, hey, you're not supposed to be down here. But then if you walk down that hallway, my guess is then you would come to rooms and, well, you really can't be in those rooms, and it might be the scrub room or the outer room, the pre-op room or whatever. And then if you went even further, get to the operating room, well, now that's a sterile area, and you're really not supposed to be in there. Why? You're not good enough. Now, I'm not talking about your moral character. They're talking about the fact you're not clean. You are too dirty to be in there. There are things you have to go through before you can step into that room. Why? Because they just think they're better than the rest of us. No! They're cleaner. And the people in there have had to go through training, and they've had to go through a lot of cleaning and sterilization to be able to be in there. Why? Because it's a clean area. Because you can't have any corruption, any disease or death. Any germs, which what bring about disease and death. And if you were going in for surgery, you would want to make sure that that area was clean. That would be very important to you to know, that it was a very clean area. And not, well, you know, a couple hours ago we had our garbage in here, but then we realized we needed it for surgery, so we took all the garbage things out and we, you know, wiped everything down. No, you want to know that they have maintained that area kind of exclusively. Why? Well, because you don't want corruption. You don't want death and disease to find you. And that makes sense to us. And then we're not offended by that. Or at least we shouldn't be. And I shouldn't march into FMH and come to one of those red signs and say, well, you think you're so much better than me because you won't let me in there. And they'll say, no, it's not. That's not the point. We are cleaner than you. And understanding that there is a natural barrier. There is a natural barrier of what you can and cannot do based on things like cleanliness. Over the winter, when we go in to visit the nursing home people, there are times when the nursing home won't let us in. Why? Because they're trying to keep disease out and everybody's sick, you know, it's flu season. And so they quarantine the place and say, you're not allowed in. Why? Because you could kill people. Because they can't handle it. They can't handle the flu virus and trying to keep the flu virus out. So only certain people are allowed in. And it's not because they merit it more. It's because some of us are not healthy enough or qualified. And when we think about it that way, then it's much less offensive. And then if we read the Bible, and if you read even the Old Testament, where some of those really weird laws seem to be, and you begin to see it in those terms, which is how it's presented. I mean, even think about some of the food laws, and what are they called? Clean versus unclean. Because what God is saying is not, well, I'm pretty exclusive, and unless you are good enough, I'm not going to let you near me, because I'm very exclusive. And no, what he says is, well, no, I'm very clean. I'm pure. And doesn't mean clean in the sense of earthly germs. Earthly germs are a picture of our spiritual decay. And it's not that he just decided to arbitrarily say you're not good enough, just like the hospital doesn't arbitrarily say you're not clean enough. God says, no, there's a natural separation here, and you're just not able to come in. It's not even that he doesn't want you in. The Bible says that he very clearly does. He wants us in his presence, but there is a problem. We're contaminated. We're not clean. And as such, we cannot go into his presence. The separation is by nature, by the fact of who he is and who we are. And that's offensive to us because we don't want to think of ourselves as being rotten, but we are. And you say, well, I'm not very rotten. Okay, so you're only a little rotten. Well, that's fine. Come over to my house tomorrow night, and I'm going to say, now this steak is mostly not rotten. And you're not going to have supper. If I serve you food and tell you that it's 90% not rotten, you are not going to be interested. Because you say, I do not want rotten food, even if it's only 5%. I am not interested in rot. I can't do that. And God's the same way. It's not arbitrary. It's nature. And so there's, of course, way better news that God says, hey, I'll scrub you up. I'll clean you. I want you in my presence. I am not trying to keep you out, but you do need to wash up first. And that's why the Bible also uses that imagery again and again, as God says, I will make you clean. And at one point in the Old Testament, he even says, I will make you whiter than snow. I will fix your problem. And that's the good news. So it's not a message of exclusion. It's a message of inclusion, but you got to wash first. Just like a mom at the dinner table, just like a surgeon in the hospital, you got to wash up first. And we cannot wash ourselves sufficiently. And so God says, let me clean you. And so let's not be offended by not being good enough. Let's just recognize we're not good enough. We're not good. And we need him to clean us. And that's not offensive. That's just life. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.